Holguin, parks, horse carriages, and art. If you want to immerse yourself in the pure life of the Cubans, Holguin is the right place for you. 350,000 inhabitants live in Cuba's third largest city, but there is no typical big city feeling here. No masses of skyscrapers, no multi-lane streets, and no crowds. On the contrary, the city is wonderfully green, and horse-drawn carriages are the means of transportation par excellence. Holguin does not boast. On the contrary, it even hides its beauty and sights a little. As if the city does not want to be taken over by tourists like many other Cuban cities, sympathetic. Known as the City of Parks, in the center of which is Parque Peralta, also called Parque de las Flores. Young meets old here. People play dominoes and chess, laugh together, play music, and dance. And, of course, heated discussions about baseball, Esquina Caliente, seems like a huge argument for newcomers, but it's really all about baseball. Watching is absolutely welcome, and if you dare, join in. So don't miss the brilliant spectacle. The art lover will not miss out on Holguin either. There are numerous museums and galleries. The Galleria Holguin is worth a visit because it shows the art of local artists. The old town impresses with richly decorated and colorful colonial houses, and the city even has its own brewery and extremely colorful nightlife. Charming colorful buildings, exciting museums, beautiful churches, and great restaurants. All these things make Holguin a perfect stop on your trip. Holguin is a wonderfully normal city. Authentic, without mass tourism and no race against time to see all the sights in one day. On the contrary, the everyday scenes are a dream. Video top things to do. Definitely a different kind of city. Quiet and familiar, we felt very comfortable here. A place to come back down a bit and to process all the impressions so far. 1. Loma de la Cruz. Unfortunately, we lost count on the way up, but one thing is for sure. It is worth it. It takes more than 400 steps to get to the top, but then you will be rewarded with a genuinely incredible and imposing view over all of Holguin and the surrounding area. Every year on the 3rd of May a procession goes up. This is the beginning of the Romerias de Mayo, traditional celebrations with music and dance and lasts a whole week. You can also go up by a car, but where would be the fun? 2. Parque Peralta, Parque de las Flores. As in every Cuban city, Holguin has a central square where young and old meet. It is named after General Julio Grave de Peralta, who led an uprising against Spain from Holguin in October 1868. His marble statue stands in the center of the park. The nickname, Parque de las Flores, is no coincidence here. You will find countless flower sellers with their beautiful flowers. 3. La Catedral de San Isidro, directly at Parque Peralta. One of the most beautiful churches in the city. Many antique paintings and figures and wonderful fresh colors inside. Next to the main doors is a hyperrealistic statue of Pope John Paul II. 4. Mural Origins. Across from the Catedral de San Isidro, you'll find the barrel-chested artwork Mural Origins. It is the work of a local artist and depicts the events of the last almost 500 years of the city of Holguin and Cuba. Cuba's discovery, independence, and liberation of enslaved people are the focus. 5. Museo Provincial de Historia. The building was used as a Spanish barracks during the Wars of Independence. Nicknamed La Paraquera, Parrot Cage, at the time because the guards wore red, yellow, and green uniforms. It also served as a ballroom and casino at times. Today it is a national monument and museum. The opening hours are 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday, Sundays until noon. Entrance costs around $2. Transport. Arrival by plane. You can reach Holguin by plane. The airport Aeropuerto Internacional Frank Pays is not too small. From there you can get to the city by cab. Arrival by bus. You can easily get to Holguin by the Viazul bus or, like us, with a colectivo from Baracoa. It depends on where you start from. How to get around within the city center, you can reach everything on foot, or you can take a beachy taxi or a carriage, they are everywhere. Where to stay? In Holguin, we recommend staying in a typical Cuban casa particulares. The insider tips from the owners are especially worth their weight in gold here. Where to eat? The street stalls in Olguin are super tasty and insanely cheap. The pizza cost us just under 30 cents. Try your way through. Restaurants we tried and liked. 6 Carbajalguin. Olguin 024-465952 Guantanamo 4.1 ratings 6 Frexisholguin. Olguin 80100-024-468150 Salon 1724.4 ratings. 6 Narciso Lopez Holguin. Olguin 05-245-4054 Noi Du 4.6 ratings. Our recommendations for $6 Mesa Holguin. Olguin San Jose Restaurante, Bar, Perolada 4.1 ratings. 6 Mesa Holguin. Olguin 80100 Casa de la Trova El Guayabero 4.4 ratings 6 Olguin. Olguin Perolada de la Musica 4.7 ratings. Our recommendations for $6 Garayalda Holguin, Olguin 024-464397 Delicias Cubanas 4.2 ratings 6 Martires Holguin, Olguin 024-474488. La Bodeguita del Medio 4.3 ratings 6 Martires Holguin, Olguin 05-326708 1910 Restaurante and Bar 4.7 ratings are insider tips 1 Bodeguita del Medio. Yes, you read that right. Hemingway's favorite bar is now also in Olguin. The drinks and the atmosphere are, as you would expect, excellent. And the walls are still almost white, so get there fast, enjoy the mojitos and sign the walls. 2 Salon Benimore Sunday evening, people flock to the Salon Benimore. Why? Because under the open starry sky fantastic live music is played in regularly cool shows, there is dancing and laughing until the early morning. 3 Casa de la Trova. The musicians at Casa de la Trova in Olguin are younger, and their music is much more jazz heavy. The audience is super mixed, from young to old. A magnificent recommendation, not only for jazz lovers. 4 Cremeria Guama and Heladeria Comodidad. Two ice cream parlors right across the street. What could be better? Bring time because you'll definitely have to wait in line. Cubans love ice cream. Don't expect too much to know selection. Often there is only one flavor. But hey, ice cream is ice cream. Enjoy it. 5 Birthplace of Fidel Castro. Visit Byron, the birthplace of Fidel Castro. The house where the leader of the Cuban Revolution was born is now a museum. Be sure to make a reservation beforehand. Share now. Jetzt teilen. Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp, Pinterest, email.